Clarion Books and Harper Audio present Belittled Women by Amanda Saleh. Performed by Rebecca Mozo. For Claire, Leilani, Beth, and Amy, beloved sisters by birth, marriage, and a fateful canoe trip down the Withlacoochee. And for Mom, my lifelong partner in laughter, even at the fabric store. I thought every story should have some sort of a moral, so I took care to have a few of my sinners repent. Jo March, fictional character, Little Women. New rule. The next person who quotes Little Women gets slapped. Jo Porter, actual human and not so little woman. Contact Abigail Marmee Porter, marmee@litlady.net. For immediate release. Coming soon, the 7th spectacular season of Little Women Live. New Concord, Kansas. Mark your calendars. The area's most literary attraction, Little Women Live, kicks off a 7th spectacular season this June. Our one-of-a-kind destination offers visitors a magical opportunity to see their favorite characters come to life in an intimate and family-friendly setting. Watch the March sisters grow up before your very eyes as our talented cast acts out classic scenes, including A Christmas with No Presents, Amy bringing limes to school, Jo and Lori getting into scrapes, and of course, Beth's emotional farewell. Brand new this year, Meg's wedding. While here, take a seat in the parlor. Try your hand at making jam. Enjoy a picturesque stroll through our landscaped grounds. Discover your inner little woman. Bring your own costume or buy a pinafore and bonnet in the gift shop. Ample parking, modern restrooms, dining at our quaint tea shop, and souvenir shopping at the Concord Mercantile are all part of your living literature experience. For group rates, school tours, or to inquire about holding your next special event at Little Women Live, contact Abigail Porter, aka Marmee. Chapter 1. My child, the troubles and temptations of your life are beginning, and may be many. Little Women. It doesn't matter how fast you run or how far. There are things in this life you can't escape, like your family. At least, not during track season. If this had been a cross-country workout, my sister would be eating my dust right now. Unfortunately, it was spring, which meant circling the asphalt loop behind school like hamsters with delusions of NASCAR. It also gave Amy a chance to trail after me, wailing, "Jo, wait!" like she needed my help defusing a bomb. When I sped up, she cut across the end of the field to catch me coming around the bend. By now, the rest of the team had probably recognized that the freak in street clothes pinballing around the inside of the track was my sister, so there was no point pretending not to know her. Plus, Coach Salter blew her whistle, beckoning me with one finger. Fun time was over. "Didn't you hear me calling?" Amy panted when I jogged to a stop beside her. "People in the next state heard you." I hadn't been ignoring her. Well, not the whole time. When I was running, my mind spun out into the future. Today, I'd been imagining a college campus somewhere far, far away, walking slowly across a grassy quadrangle. Autumn leaves, lots of wool. I could almost smell the crispness of the air until Amy bulldozed through the middle of my daydream. "Why are you here?" I resisted the urge to yell. Coach probably thought all the drama signaled a legit emergency.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?